Please turn with me tonight to the letter to the Hebrews and chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him, to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. My title is very simple, Only by Faith. Only by faith. We are saved by grace through faith alone, through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ alone, based on scriptures alone, and to the glory of God alone. This is very important. Faith, saving faith, through faith, genuine faith, nothing but faith. From start to finish, salvation is by faith. Grace through faith in Christ alone. Now, faith is really the key. It is the key that takes a sinner and opens heavens for him. We have to stress and emphasize on these things. But you see, we come tonight to a very well-known chapter of the Bible. It is one of the greatest chapters of the Bible. It has been called the great chapter of faith. It contains the call role of the heroes of faith. But you see, I want just to draw your attention on this particular verse. And again, if I may say, this is one of the most important verses in the Bible. You have it, you understand it, or you will find the reconciliation. You will be united with your Creator, with your Maker. You will receive the free forgiveness of your sins. Everything you need to know about how to know God is given to us in this one verse. You can count the number of words later for yourself in the verse. Not many. And there is nothing complicated, not even a single word which you need a special dictionary to understand. It is so easy, it is so simple, but I believe it is so deep. My dear friends, it is impossible, utterly impossible, to live without faith, but certainly, undoubtedly, it is impossible to please God without faith. Oh, if in my simple mind again, if I may just say, faith is the greatest of all senses. We have five senses. You may lose two, you may lose three of them. But you see, you have faith, you have the sixth sense, you have the greatest sense of all of them. All the senses are nothing. Because you find faith, you have received faith, and you come to the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. Faith is not only useful and profitable in this world, but it will help you also and be with you in the world to come. My dear friends, living is believing. That's why, as I said earlier, it is not just impossible without faith to live. It's impossible. But when you come to the passage, it says, but without faith, it is impossible. You see, you may try, and people are trying to please God. You may think that you are pleasing God. And some religions, people even act as if they were pleasing God. But do you see my verse? the verse says, without faith, it is impossible. It is powerless. That's really the Greek word there. Without power. You have no power. Impotency. Incapable. With the greatest inability. You will never find God. You will never be reconciled with God. But my dear friends, faith, as I said, is the key. You have it. You have everything, because there is no other avenue. There is no other means in order to be pleasing God. But before I explain more in the verse, I want to emphasize something. You see, the verse doesn't say without money, without good works, without prayers, without tears, without bells, without smells, without family, without friends, without fame, without fortune, without virtue, without erudition, without education. This is not what the verse is saying. The verse simply says, it doesn't even say without special faith, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. Why? Because faith, as we will explain it tonight, without it, we are doomed to lost. And it is a necessity. My dear friends, the verse says it is impossible to please God, for he, the pronoun there, the personal pronoun is important. Whosoever, whoever, a child, an adult, a man, a woman, young and old alike, he, whosoever. That's the point. It is a must. Faith is a necessity. Faith is vital. Faith is essential. And without it, it is impossible to have relationship with God. But I want to make it, I want to explain, but keep it simple. I have four aspects I would like to put before you. Oh, my prayer, and I plead with the Lord to speak to your heart, because this is a matter of life and death. It's not just talk is cheap. It's not just about talking. But it is about remonstrating with you, reasoning with your soul. Or the first thing the verse tells us is God is. I have to add that verb. God is. My dear friends, the first thing Bible says, faith, genuine faith, biblical faith, saving faith confesses God. It speaks about God. It affirms God. It declares God. That's the first thing. It is impossible for you and me to understand the meaning of this world when you spurn God, you disregarded God. You spurn him. You reject God. It is impossible to find any explanation to this world without God. Why? Because God is the creator. This is what verse 3 says to us. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. God is the creator. You don't have to ask science, ask the Bible, ask the word of God. It says that God made everything. But God himself is the self-sufficient, self-energizing, the uncaused cause, the uncreated one. Nobody has created God. He created all things. The one who is behind this universe, he himself has never been created. And as I was saying in my last gospel sermon here, my dear friends, if I was able to describe God to you, he must really be small. But God, God is real. We see his fingerprints in everything upon his creation. You look at the world, that's the fingerprint of God. The nature tells us about God. But my brothers, my sisters, It is impossible, morally and spiritually, to live without believing in God. Morally, but also spiritually. People say it is hard to believe. It is hard to have faith. Big lie. That's dupe, actually. It's the devil who is telling us. Because if you deny God, what are you doing exactly? You are exercising the powers of your own reasoning, of your own mind, to say there is no God. You see, it's an act of the will. You are reasoning, and by the act of your own power, you say there is no God. But my dear friends, if you deny God, you know what is happening? You are making yourself your own God. And you know what the Bible says when somebody calls himself his own God? That's pride. That's arrogance. That's stubbornness. That's foolishness. Because everything is decided by your own ego. I'm the captain of my own life. I do what I want. I have my whims. I have my fads. I'm myself a novelty. I function according to what I think. Who are you to tell me what I should be doing? This is exactly what we are saying when we deny the existence of God. And if you may forgive me to say, actually, we often say God exists. But God has always been there. You and me, we have come to existence, but God has never come into existence. Everlasting, from everlasting to everlasting. Psalm 90, verse 2 says, from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. God has always been there. But you see, when we speak about God here, it's not just about, some people, they say, anyway, just believe. This is not what we mean. Or some people say, just believe in something, or just believe in somebody. Oh, my dear friends, this is not what we are talking about. And some people say, if there is God, as if there was no God. This is tautology, actually, because there is God. And you know why we don't want to believe in God? Because we know one day we shall be accountable to him. We shall stand before him to be judged of the fact that we have rejected him. And even tonight, when you stand before God, you will never say, you have never heard that you are a sinner and there is a Savior. The Lord Jesus Christ came into this world to save sinners. This is a faithful saying, Bible says. But what we are speaking about, you see the verses, God is. Many believe in God in this world. If you don't believe in God the Creator, if you don't believe in God as a person, the Savior, you are making yourself your own God. But we are not speaking about believing in God. We are speaking about the fact that God is ever-present, all-knowing, all-powerful. This is the God we are speaking about. He has always existed. And you know, God made himself visible. He came in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. God made himself approachable. God made himself knowable. You study later every religion. They will tell you their God is not knowable. Their God is not approachable. But you know what the God of the Bible did? He came. He came in a body into this world. And he dwelt among us. And as John puts it in John chapter 1, and we have contemplated his majesty, we have contemplated his glory. He was touchable. People could have touched him, the Lord Jesus Christ. So Christ became really the visible God. We can approach him. We can see him through the word of the living God. My dear friends, God is. That's the first thing in order to possess the faith that will open heaven to you and me. And you see, when we say God is, You must understand him the way he revealed himself in his word. Not according to man's opinion, not according to man's speculation. And no one speaks better of God than God himself. So that's why when we say God, we are speaking about the God of the Bible. The only God, the triune God, the approachable God, and the knowable God. That's the first aspect I wanted to put before you. The second now is faith. Because the text says, without faith, it is impossible. So, what is faith? What is faith? Very simple explanation. Faith is to believe. Faith is to trust. Faith is to yield my life to the Savior. That's the meaning of faith. Faith is like a hand that receives what? Like a beggar. What does a beggar has to offer? Nothing. He's only a receiver. So my dear friends, when we speak about faith, we mean that faith is the hand that receives. It receives grace, it receives mercy, it receives forgiveness, it receives pardon. Faith is only the conduit. Faith is the vehicle. Faith is the instrument. Faith is the channel. But faith itself is not the cause. Faith takes no credit to itself. Oh, many people again say, it is hard to believe. But faith is very simple when we understand the word of God. My dear friends, the greatest sin, the widespread sin in this world, you know what is it? Unbelief. Unbelief. Unbelief is the opposite of faith. If I could only plead with you, because we believe in so many unworthy things. We give our faith to so many things, but they do not deserve our faith. They do not deserve our attention. But we believe in these things. But you see, faith is not to take a leap in the dark. Faith is a lightened, well-lightened path. Why? Because God is light. God is light. There is no darkness in God. And when you come to believe in him, he will lighten up your life. My friends, faith is to see myself as God sees me. I'm not original. I'm not special. I'm not so smart. I'm not a genius. Some people, this is how they describe themselves. I'm original. Look at me. It's here. But you see, faith is to accept and to agree about what God says about me. You know what God says about you and me? I'm a sinner. I have offended God. God is holy. I have offended him. I have offended him in my nature. I have offended him in my mind. I have offended him in my words. I have offended him in my works. Everything in me is polluted and repulsive to the living God because he is holy, high, and lifted up. Oh, dear friends, if only you look into your own hearts, you will see that you are not special or original. Faith is to believe what God says about himself in his word. But it is also to believe what God says about me in his word. That is faith. Faith needs no strength. Faith needs no wealth. Faith needs no health. Faith needs no goodness in me. It is so simple. But you see, when you speak with people in the world, they say, if I don't see, I will never believe. But you see, faith says the opposite. Or God says the opposite. You believe tonight, you will see great things. You will understand great things. But faith is what? Faith is to repent and trust in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. Faith means what? Faith means that I rest my life and my soul upon the blood of Christ that was shed on the cross of Calvary. That is faith. And as I said, faith takes no credits. It is a gift from the living God. Oh, faith takes immediate and urgent action. It is personal faith. And if I could again extend it to say, if I could have faith for you tonight, I'm ready to have it. But it is personal. We come to God one by one, and we believe and trust on the Lord Jesus Christ one by one. Faith is the key to live a life that is all pleasing to God. So the verse says, without faith, it is impossible to please Him. So first aspect, God is. He is real. He is approachable. He is knowable. The second aspect is faith is to yield my life, to trust on the merits of the Lord Jesus Christ, to rest my soul upon His blood that was shed at Calvary. But look at now, the reward. The reward. I'm not saying faith is rewarded, but the text says, some people make that mistake, the text says that the believer will be rewarded. Here it is in the text. But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder, not of faith, but a rewarder of people who come to Him, who come to seek after Him. Now, what is this reward? Can we explain it in simple words? God rewards His own gift. That's really the meaning. The gift you receive of faith is a gift from God. And God rewards the work He has started in you. And then, because of that reward, you will be able to accomplish and fulfill good works. Some people, they put good works first and then faith. But Bible says, no, without faith, it is impossible to do good works. And you know the text in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship. God created us in Christ Jesus unto good works. Faith comes first. And the reward that accompanies the faith of a believer is that God rewards His own work in a person by accomplishing good works. Do you want to walk with God? Do you want to please God? Do you want to be declared justified before the living God? Christ, faith in Christ, is the sole means. And if you come to Him tonight, certain things will happen to you. Because at Calvary, Christ dealt with our sins. Christ took our penalty. And here is the reward. He will increase your faith. He will increase your knowledge of Him. He will give an ear to your prayers, and you will have free access to Him permanently as a father. God becomes your father, and He will receive you. He will give rest to your soul, and He will give you eternal life in His presence. You know, God will come and dwell in you. You and me are so small, but just imagine God who made heaven and earth will come and dwell in you, and there will be that heavenly resident in you. And the miracle is not only that God comes and dwells in you, but He will never leave you and He will never forsake you. That's another miracle. Why? Because God will give you a sure hope. He will give you assurance. He will give you conviction. Oh, my dear friends, we lose nothing. I lose nothing by believing on the merits of the Lord Jesus Christ and His blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary. The reward is salvation becomes mine. Eternal life becomes mine. Heaven becomes mine. And to use an expression in the Bible, it says, all is ours. All. In this life, but also in the life to come. But there is no greater joy, you know, there is no greater blessing than tonight to know that all your sins are forgiven. That's the greatest blessing. But before I leave this third aspect, do you know the verse says, he is the rewarder? We can understand it also that God being the rewarder means that God is the judge. He is the judge. He will reward. You don't want him, you spurn him, you reject him, you mock at him, you spat at him, you remain in your rebellious state, the day will come when God will reward you. There are only two destinations, heaven and hell. Oh, I know people don't like to hear about hell, but it is a place, it is a reality, it is a state. It is not just a state of mind, it is a real place. And to be there is the most horrible place to be. That's why we keep on asking and pleading. We beseech you, for Christ's sake, be reconciled with God. God is the judge. He is the rewarder, not only of believers, but he will reward also the non-believers. He who believes in the Son of God has life. And he who does not believe in the Son of God has no life. But let me close with the fourth aspect. The first one, God is. It is a reality. He is knowable. He is approachable. The second, faith is to trust, to believe in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I repent from all my sins. Oh, I have a broken heart, that contrite heart. Lord, I'm doomed and condemned. Be merciful unto me. Give me faith, Lord. That's the prayer of a sinner. But thirdly, God takes it as a guarantee that he will reward your faith. It's as if it was yours. But actually, God is only rewarding his own work in you and me. But finally, look at the last part of the verse. And it says there that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Oh, seek him diligently. And the word diligently or diligent there means seek him carefully. Seek him seriously. Seek him wholeheartedly. That's the meaning. You know, life with God starts by coming. That's how it starts. If you come to him, God responds to a seeking heart. Oh, my dear friend, please make it the most important thing in your life. Put your whole being into it. And God will certainly hear your prayer. Seek him where he can be found and while he can be found. Because God warns us. God remonstrates with us. God reasons with us. God speaks to our conscience. God speaks to our hearts. But we keep on postponing. But the Bible says today is the day of salvation. If you hear his voice, do not hearken. Oh, even a child could come. You know, there is nothing I can do really to please God except to come. I come. Trusting on the Lord Jesus Christ, I come to him in repentance and faith. Take this verse to God. God, this is the verse thou hast said in thy word. If I come to thee diligently, you will reward me. You will accept me because thou art approachable. My dear friends, as I close, and you will agree with me, there are people in this world, no matter what you do, they will never be pleased with you. You bring heaven, oh, this is hell. But you see, the verse says, there is something, oh, if I can use light words, I beg your pardon, light words. What makes God to be happy? What pleases God? Faith in him. The life of faith is that is what pleases God. So I can come to him not with bells and smells, not with tears and prayers, but I can come with a prayer, just one prayer. Oh Lord, be merciful unto me. And when a sinner repents, there is joy in heaven. If only I could convince you about this verse. God says, without faith on the Lord Jesus Christ, it is impossible to please God. Believe in him like everyone listed: Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Sarah. The writer says that time will fail him to be able to give a list, an exhaustive list of all the people who have lived a life of faith. And you know, the good news tonight, the list is not closed. Your name can be put there, or your name is already there if you have come in fear and trembling, trusting on the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, seek him through his word. Seek him for forgiveness. Without faith, we are powerless to please God. But the diligent seeker who comes to the Lord Jesus Christ, he will reward. Only by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and nothing else. May the Lord help you to come to him tonight and find him. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, thou art great. O Lord, indeed thou art great. And we come to thee in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee that thou wilt not give thy back to a sinner who comes diligently, seriously. Thou wilt not close thy hand to any one of us who comes in repentance and faith, trusting on the Lord Jesus Christ, the only Savior. O Lord, move among us again. Help us to remember these simple things and challenge our souls to come to thee and to find life, to find abundant life, and to find everlasting life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the only Savior. Amen. Let's sing together our last hymn, hymn number 373, a well-known hymn.